I lived on Wrigley Road when I was a kid. My dad did custom farm work in our township. My mom cooked and cleaned and made a home for my dad, my brothers and me. And in her spare time, she tried to make herself happy. Late at night, I would hear them down the hall, yelling at each other through the paper-thin bedroom wall. Till one day my mom packed the car and found an apartment in town to rent. She took me with her when she left while I was barely 10. And I would lie on my back alone in my bed, with my hands behind my head, and watch that summer sunset. Listen to the Blue Jays game on my AM radio. Bases loaded and our batter's count is full. And I'm hoping that pitcher gonna pitch a perfect throw. And she'd smoke and play cards at the kitchen table, saying, "Don't think you're daddy's little girl, 'cause you ain't." And I would lie on my back alone in my bed, with my hands behind my head, and watch that summer sunset. Listen to the Blue Jays game on my AM radio. A base is loaded and our batter's count is full. Perfect throw. On an autumn night, the Jays were hosting the A's at the CNE. My mom came in and sat with me for a while. She told me she was sick, but I was too young to understand it. Then a curveball pitch and Mosby swung and missed it. A few months passed, I got home from school one day and she was gone. My dad was there packing my clothes into a suitcase. I never saw her again, and then a few weeks later, we buried her in a graveyard. Summer with my dad on his combine in the fields. He didn't say much, but being with him was enough for me. I also had the umpire's call all the way from spring till fall, and Jerry's play-by-plays carried me away. I said Jerry's play-by-plays carried me away. And I would lie with my hands behind my head and watch that summer sunset. Listen to the Blue Jays game on my AM radio. Bases loaded and our batter's count is full. And I would love